Hello, everyone. Welcome to another riveting episode of Gazelle Hospital.
I'm so riveted right now.
Oh, riveting.
This is episode 36. My name's Alex Carbajal.
Pew, pew. I'm Rivet Meadows.
I'm disappointed Trey Meadows.
Same, except not Trey.
Why does no one want to be me?
I mean, do you want to be you?
Not really.
Yeah. Point made.
You know who I want to be?
Who?
Quinn.
And that's who I am on the podcast.
You want to be Quinn?
Yeah.
That's a surprise.
I wouldn't want to be Quinn either.
No. Oh, well.
There's a lot of choices of people I'd like to be in the world. I think first would be Shia LaBeouf, because he doesn't care about what anyone says.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to be Alex Hanks.
Alex Hanks?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess if
you're that's what I should have been.
Alex Hanks. I guess if you're Shia LaBeouf, you get to be with Megan Fox for that
one time, like 12 years ago or something.
But hey, you got it.
Okay, I guess there was a second time in Transformers 2. My bad.
Was she even in Transformers 2?
She was. She was in Transformers 2 for a little bit, and then I think he cheated on her with some random college girl, and he's like, hey, no, it was just college. And then they got back together at the end. Then, like, she wasn't in the third one, so it didn't really matter.
Huh. Yeah, it was the college chick in the third one.
I think it was someone like that. I don't know if it was the same girl.
I don't know at all.
That's okay. Yeah, because he does whatever he wants. Too. He's like, you know, fuck it. I'm going to sit in this elevator for 24 hours and just say hi to people. He's like, or, you know, I'm going to, you know, rent a movie theater and watch all of my own fucking movies. Because I'm Shia LaBeouf.
Love that gif.
Yeah. Oh, the clapping. Yeah, anyone you guys would rather be? You want to be Quinn?
Quinn wants to be Quinn.
And you don't want to be Trey?
We already know what I want to be.
What do you want to be?
Duck.
God. No.
Duck Dodgers.
Yes, Quinn.
Oh, I was really hoping Duck Dodgers.
Nope, not even close. If Duck Dodgers was God, yeah.
What's the other duck? The one that's more mysterious? Duck Dodgers is Daffy Duck, but
is it not Duck Rogers?
No. It's like Darkling Duck, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys like better, Duck Dodgers or Darkling Duck?
I haven't watched either of them.
Darkling Duck? I've seen little things on them.
I'm all about Duck Dodgers. That 64 game was actually, like, legit.
It
was low-key.
I only know Daffy Duck and Donald Duck.
Well, Daffy Duck
had his own game. He is Duck Dodgers?
Yeah.
Is that the game that was on the
64?
And they went to space?
Yes.
And
that's Duck Dodgers.
That was a good game.
I told you it was low-key a good game.
That was a good game.
Nope. So, not ringing a bell.
You don't remember that one?
No,
that one was really good.
It's actually really good.
Yeah.
These things are flying over my head right now.
Like, I was a kid when it came out, and I was like, I don't want to play some stupid Looney Tunes game. But then it was like, fun. I was like, oh,
yeah.
I like this game a lot.
Really good.
Yeah. Hey, I feel like you guys had something you were going to talk about at the top of the... Oh, no, I had something we're going to talk about at the top of the show.
Alex had something that we're going to talk about.
Shit. Sorry, guys. Hey,
it was a grim reminder that day.
Yeah, hey.
Pun counter, anyone?
Oh, no? Gosh. We got a tweet. I don't always read. We get tweets every now and then, but I don't always read them. But this one was based off of our episode two episodes ago, the questions one.
You're saying we get tweets and you don't always read them?
No, because some of them are just, like, comments about the episode.
Okay. Yeah, he doesn't read them on air.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
He reads them, he doesn't read them on the podcast.
I thought it was just, like, another tweet from
I literally,
the
like,
hospital.
Throw
whatever.
My phone behind me into whatever.
He scoffs.
I'm like, I need to burn this phone. I don't want to read this. New phone, please. Yeah. No, I don't read them on air. But this one, I felt like, needed to be read on air. So this is from our good friend Grim, my fake father. He says, he's giving us a question, a million dollars butt question. Mm-hmm. So, here it is, guys.
I'm prepared.
You get $1 million.
That's a lot of money.
Not really.
But every time you buy something, you have to sit through a tutorial explaining how it was made and how to use it, with the tutorial lasting however long it takes to cover everything about the item.
I'll do it.
Can I fall asleep during the tutorial?
See, this is the part. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
So this is up to my own interpretation of what Grimm's saying. So I would assume that you need to pay attention. Like, if you fall asleep, it'll just resume when you wake up.
You see, I do enjoy documentaries, so I think I would actually enjoy it.
I'm for it, because, so it's anything you purchase, and you're seeing how it's made. the process it's made, mm-hmm. everything like that. Mm-hmm. Now I can make it myself.
Well, there's also, like, little things, too, like, just...
Candy, I mean...
Candy?
A bag of candy. Here's how candy's made.
I was just saying really grocery shopping in general.
That's like watching Unwrapped.
But think about this, okay? So, you are really freaking hungry. You're uh-huh. like, God damn, let me run on down to Sonic real quick.
I was going to say get a burger, and it's going to show me the process of them killing a cow.
Yeah, yeah, but you can't eat it until they show you. Okay. You have to finish all of this.
Okay, okay. My next question
go ahead.
So, we'll follow along the same story here of going out and grabbing a burger from Sonic. Does it also show you the tutorial for the wrapping it's in?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything about it.
So, the paper bag... Yeah, the wrapping around the burger, the box that's surrounding the burger, and then maybe the tater tots and the tater bots cardboard. So you're sitting, and the slushy, don't forget the slushy, plus the styrofoam cup, plus the lid, plus the straw, plus everything of the ice in there, and then the flavoring. So we're going deep here, guys.
Yeah. Now,
we really are.
Let's say I used Uber Eats.
Uh-huh.
Or Postmates.
Are we learning about who the Uber guy is?
No. Well, maybe.
if I pick how the Uber guy was made.
Will the tutorial be happening while they're delivering the food or after they deliver?
You need
the
to be
food?
Present. So they'll deliver it and they're like, hey, sit down real quick. We're going to give you this brief presentation.
The delivery guy is going to be giving me the presentation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally doing it.
I'm assuming whoever you are purchasing said item from,
they get like a white coat, like they're a scientist, and they get like one of those long pointers, and they start like pointing at something. Yeah. This is how it was made.
Holographic projections start.
If you look now, you can see them cutting the potatoes really thin and frying them in the oven.
No. No, it starts with the accidental invention of the potato tray.
It's true. The guy was petty as fuck.
I was farther in, okay?
Also, you fry things in the oven?
Also, did you guys... fun fact, did you know that Cheetos was made from an animal product?
Yeah.
No.
They're curds.
They're curds. They're literally...
Cheese curds.
The guy was scraping stuff off...
I don't know how they're made. Maybe I do need this.
Yeah, he was scraping stuff off of the machine... And then he put flavoring on it, and then
he ate it.
He ate it.
That's how farmers. Cheetos. That's what farmers do. That's why I don't count Cheetos as chips because they're curds.
I heard a very similar story with the Flaming Hot Cheetos, and how like something was like wrong with the machine, and then like he couldn't stop it, so there was just a bunch of excess. So he just took some Cheetos home, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna spice it up a little bit and put like some like chili powder or something on it." And then he took it back, or like his family was like, "You should sell this." And then so he took it to like the heads of the company, and they're like, "So he was just like a normal like factory line dude."
Yeah.
He's like a head of the company. Damn.
Damn, you're smart. You were spicy.
Right.
You but have the spice in your soul.
This is only information you would get if you bought Flaming Hot Cheetos.
So I'd say no.
You'd say no.
I'm all in.
I'm out.
So, this is tough for me.
I enjoy documentaries, but if I have to deal with it every single day, I think I would cry.
Well, you don't have to buy things every single day.
Well, I mean, how am I going to live?
I mean, you could buy, like, once a week for groceries.
God knows, that's a whole day I can't eat or do anything.
You have to sacrifice that day.
Here's what you do. You buy a bag of popcorn, and then you go through the tutorial for popcorn, whatever. And then you go to the grocery store with the said bag of popcorn and buy all the stuff that you need. And then, while you're watching the tutorial for all your groceries, you got popcorn.
God damn it, no.
I don't know, that's a good point.
Don't buy a house, because you're going to have to sit there through everything.
I mean...
How is this paint made?
Is that not going to be interesting? Don't you want to know if your house is up to standard?
This wood is rotten wood. How do we get this rotten wood?
You see, the termites, they feed on your house only if there's moisture or if planks of wood are connected to
and
your
this
house.
This is how termites are born.
You know,
this is the evolution of all life here.
This one's tough. I think...
My question is, how deep does it go? That would be my only concern.
You know, so that's where it gets kind of fuzzy. Like, how much information... are we assuming that whoever gives me... this item, whoever sells this, is going to have all, like, an encyclopedia knowledge of this information? Or is it, like, their description of what they know?
Yeah, man.
You take this metal stick and you smash it on the metal stick inside the wood and you connect them together with the metal sticks.
I like it. What's that making exactly?
My question is what? More along metal the lines.
That's nailing. Is that's that your using a hammer to put a nail in? Oh,
okay. Is that your southern accent?
No, that's just a random stupid accent.
It sounds like he's trying to go for like
it
a
seems southern
hillbilly-ish.
Yeah.
Southern accent.
I just thought, what's the stupid... Okay, I'm not going to go any further on that one. All
right. Well, despite me not knowing the answer of how it's done, I think I'm still going to do it. I'm going to regret every decision I've ever made. Like, you know, once I have the money, I'm going to be like, this fucking sucks.
You'll be like, I don't want to buy anything anymore.
Yeah, I'm like, please help. What
did
I do?
I'm rich, but I can't buy anything.
I, like, just start trading items instead. I'm like, I didn't buy it. Don't tell me how it's done.
Would you just give someone else the money to go buy stuff?
I'm going to assume okay, yeah. No. Okay. Like, I don't know, because I'm not the one who made this.
Then you're going to get right. A tutorial on how all right, money
so
is
the
made.
Answers, the answers are no, yes, yes.
I mean, I don't remember the questions anymore, but sure.
It's to your...
The Grimm's for the three of us. Yes. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm in. So thank you, Grimm, for submitting that.
That's a good one.
If anyone else would like to submit some fun, interesting things for us.
Questions, comments, or
concerns.
Like that. No concerns. Because,
if you have concerns, please let me know.
If you have concerns, please send them in. We'll try to help you. Alex could give you some dating advice.
I can. It's not going to be good dating advice, but it will be dating advice. So if you have any questions of the sort... Hey, tweet at us, Gazelle Hospital on Twitter. Or send us an email to gazellehospital@gmail.com. Normally I plug that at the end, but since we were reading something, I might as well plug that shit now.
Yeah, now back to your regularly programmed episode.
Oh okay. My god, we're gonna slap you.
Didn't we say that, like, last week?
No, yes. We said regularly programmed schedule.
Okay. Alright.
God, I hate him.
Either way, now, tell me something, guys. Tell me something I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Did you know the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell?
I did know that. Thanks.
We all learned that in school.
Thanks.
School.
That's how, yeah.
Air quotes around that.
I learned it much later. I learned it from memes.
You guys didn't have biology?
I got a solid C in biology.
Science was my forte.
I don't know why it's a meme, but I love it.
Yeah.
Science and reading were my forte.
So. Science is like my worst. This is my worst class. Like, I just don't pay attention at all. Like, I don't care. I'm like, whatever.
Oh. Well, to answer your question, we're going to Japan. I don't want to keep this game going for too long.
Okay. Right? Yeah. No, I didn't know that. I feel like I remember you guys talking about going to Japan last year, and then it didn't happen?
It was, like, scheduled for this year, which is... So it's like, it's going to happen, but it's not happening the way it was originally planned. It's supposed to be a whole family thing. Now it's just me and Quinn.
What? Wait, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we took everyone out.
Yeah.
Wait, how did that happen?
Well, you see, there's these things called black gloves, pistols.
Yeah.
A lot of
them. I was hoping you'd talk about the dinner or something.
I'd wire.
No, the parents are having their 25th anniversary.
And they're like, get these kids out of the house. No, out of the fucking state. Wait a minute. Out of the country.
No, wait a minute. Off the continent.
I don't want to see these fuckers. This is our day.
Get them across the ocean.
And Jesse, of course, no, I don't want to go. It's like, all right, fine. It's just me and Quinn then.
Yeah. So he didn't want to go? So no. It's just the two? Well, yep. Why wouldn't he want to go?
His own personal mental issues. So,
but it's Japan.
We're stopping right there.
He learned Japanese for a little. He was studying Japanese.
Yep.
We're stopping the Jesse talk right there.
Yep.
But the parents... they're going on their own trip. That's why they're giving us our trip.
Yeah. It'll be, since it's cheaper just to send the two of us to do this. Because they're like, we can...
It's also cheaper to, like, not send their kids on a trip.
Well, it was the thing, it was like, it was the gift to us for Christmas. It was like a planned family trip because we didn't do anything the year before. Mm-hmm. And it was... Kind of like the Christmas gift that was supposed to roll over into this year.
Okay.
But then plans started changing. So they're like, do you guys want to go and we'll go on this trip?
Yeah. So where are they going?
They're going to Hawaii. And then from Hawaii, they're going to Alaska and they're going on an Alaskan cruise.
Mm-hmm. They are doing very two very different things, for the record. Hawaii then Alaska.
Yeah.
Also, who takes an Alaskan cruise starting in Alaska?
I know they're doing an Alaskan cruise. They might not be going straight to Alaska, but they're doing an Alaskan cruise.
When I did an Alaskan cruise,
doesn't that include going to Alaska?
Hold on. But you're saying they're going to Alaska.
No. Let me just say this, though. After they found a website, my dad's been trying to... has been going crazy. Because this website, I can't remember what it's called. But it's like one where you can do... plan a whole different... like a big trip, and it'll still be pretty cheap. Like, there was one... the one for Japan was, like, $1,300.
It's not bad.
No, yeah, it was pretty cheap. Per person for 3 days in Tokyo, 3 days in Kyoto, and 3 days in Okinawa.
Wow. That's actually really good.
And then the flight out.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it seems dope.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
And then they also have ones for... he was like, wow, we could go to Hawaii, and then it'll take us to Japan, and then it'll take us to China. He's like, we could go to Hawaii, we could go to Japan, see the Tokyo, and then go to China, see the Great Wall. My mom's like, he's going crazy.
Yeah, damn. You'd think like your dad was retired or something, but he's not.
He travels a lot.
Yeah,
he has frequent flyer points and all that. So
dope. That sounds like my uncle, but like my uncle is retired and like.
Does your uncle work for Nintendo?
Yeah. How'd you know? I got so many kids banned.
Those kids had no clue who was.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
The hopes and dreams are crushed.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, we're going to Japan.
That's really cool. So 9 days, I'm assuming?
It's going to be like a week or a little more, depending.
Yeah, if we take that thing, it's 9 days, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm jealous. Do you guys have like a itinerary of like what you guys plan on
doing? We were thinking of the 3 days in Tokyo, we're going to go to Akihabara.
Not all 3 days.
For one of them. One of the days. And then kind of travel. Then when we're in Kyoto. Kyoto's the one with shrines, right? Or is that Okinawa?
Kyoto shrines.
That's Kyoto
shrines, yeah. Go visit some shrines. Do a bunch of other stuff. Okinawa. Don't know. Probably go visit places.
There's a beach there.
Yeah.
That's all I know about Okinawa.
Plus they get... along with that money we're paying, it's also getting us the train pass.
Yeah.
The whole trip.
Because Tokyo's like pretty much the middle of Japan, right? But then Kyoto is like the southwestern area, so and it's a 2-hour train there. Mm-hmm. So
it's an hour and a half.
It said 2 hour, right?
An hour 20. That's what it was. An hour 20.
No, whatever. So from Tokyo, we're just gonna go to like areas close to Tokyo, and then we'll go to Kyoto and Okinawa, go to areas near them. Since they're closer together, got to make sure we get as far north as possible from Tokyo while we're at it.
Nice. Well, just remember that in Japan, they don't have subtitles. So
what? You don't say.
I know. I'm just preparing you for disappointment.
What? I was expecting someone to walk up to me and say konnichiwa, and I'd see hello under them.
I just mean, like, if you're gonna, like, watch anime, and you're like, oh, man, all this cool stuff. And you're like, the fuck is this? Like, I don't mean, like, literally, like, under people.
It's alright.
I'll
brush up on my conjure.
Or it goes over their head.
Yeah.
I was learning for a while, and then I stopped because plans changed, and we didn't go to Japan that year. Like, 3 years ago. So.
I recall this, like, whole talks of Japan happening forever ago. Yeah.
So. Frequently and not happening, usually. But yeah. This time we already have it all set, so we're getting our passport.
Well, I'm excited for both of you. I expect a sweet souvenir, like maybe a kimono or a katana.
I don't think we'll be able to bring a katana back.
Gwen!
What?
Let's just buy him a little poop emoji thingy.
Fuck. One of those poop hats.
It's an eraser. Well, let's go back to the kimono thing.
Yeah.
Or a cool samurai hat, you know what I'm talking about? Like
the full armor
straw hat, you know?
Oh, no, okay, straw hat. Yeah. You mean like the one I have in my room?
Yeah, but like authentic.
Not from Disneyland. Yeah. Not from Disney World.
Unless, actually, if there's a samurai hat that has the Mickey ears, I'd take that too. So feel free to get that as well. That'd be fun, actually. Japanese Mickey.
You know what? Let's go to Disneyland in Japan.
You know, I have a friend who works at Disneyland in Japan.
Hey, really?
Yeah.
We'll just go buy him a game in pure Japanese, and he'll just collect dust just like the Steam library.
Hey, then I'll basically be a collector?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, you're already a collector, aren't you?
I'll be like, check out this authentic Japanese version of this game.
And he'll fix his glasses just like he just did.
I just, yeah. That seemed like the right move was to adjust my glasses. It seems solid. I know it doesn't really reflect onto an audio podcast.
That's why I explained
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went today to get our passports, but things didn't work out. We had troubles doing that.
You don't have your passports yet?
Nope. No, it'll take 6 weeks. We're fine. Right. But
we're still fine.
We still haven't got them in. We went to Walgreens yesterday to get our photos. This guy had really shaky hands, right?
Okay.
But he took our photos, and we thought we were fine. Then today, we filled out the application here, got them printed at our parents' house. Then we went to the Chandler City Hall.
Yeah.
And then after we waited for a little bit, numbers got called. We went up there, and she was like, these photos are too blurry.
God damn it. Damn it, shaky hands guy.
Also, we only accept checks and money orders.
Oh, okay. I think I knew that.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, how far back are we, people?
Right.
Can't accept credit or debit. There's that right there. I was like, oh, cool.
This was at 2:15. No, this was like 2:40 maybe when we finally got there. So we had to go to the Walgreens down the way. They close at 3. Not the Walgreens, the City Hall. City Hall closes at 3. The passport part closes at 3. So we couldn't even do it. So we have to wait till next week. Because they close at 3, I work 7 to 3 every weekday except for Wednesday.
Yeah, and I work in... And then my days off are all the way until Wednesday. So, you know.
Yeah, it seems like a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, we'll get it done on that week, though.
Okay.
We'll be fine.
Well, I'm excited for you both.
Thank you.
But not as excited as I am for this upcoming game that I heard about that I don't think has a name.
Good transition, by the way.
Hey, thanks, man. It was pretty good.
Pretty solid.
How
pretty
excited
smooth.
Are you?
So excited, I'm going to tell you all about it.
Oh, please do enlighten me while I rest my head.
Okay, so we all know about this indie game called Stardew Valley, right?
Yeah,
we've all heard about it or played
fantastic
it.
Fantastic game.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Solid we'll game. Personally, you should play it. It's a good thing. Yeah, he bought it on the Switch, man. You can play it anywhere. You play it on the way to Japan. Think about it.
Except I'll be playing Mario, so...
Well, go
I'll
fuck yourself, Trey. Sorry about it.
You know what? Go fuck yourselves, okay? I'm done with this podcast.
Yeah?
I'm going to walk away right now.
Oh, but I'm telling you all about this new game.
Bye, Trey. All right, so tell me about this new game.
Okay. So check it out. So...
If you get ice, I'm going to punch you. All right.
No. He's not getting ice. So, at least I think. I don't know if it has a game. Oh, yeah, it does have a name. Okay, so... Basically, the people of Starbucks... Stardew Valley are coming up with this new game called Spellbound. And basically, it looks like the same graphics of Stardew Valley,
okay.
But you're at like a school for like a magic academy sort of thing, right? You know me and my affinity for magical girls.
Okay.
You have my attention.
So basically, the game revolves around your path through school. This is a quote. Game revolves around your path through school and the relationships you build and your mastery of several schools of magic at your disposal. So players should expect to build up their magical proficiency by undertaking school projects. So basically, you know, it's loosely based off Harry Potter or, you're just going through.
They have, like, Slytherin, please?
I mean, so there is no... I don't know if there's houses.
Well, okay, is there dark magic? Because then I'm all... Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the closest thing to dark magic, or, like, being evil in Stardew Valley, is when you side with the Walmart in that game.
So evil. Jojo Mart.
Yeah, Jojo Mart. And then you kick everyone else out. And
you're like, Jojo Cola is delicious.
That's fair.
Tasted it myself.
So, like... There wasn't... I guess there technically was magic in Stardew Valley. Wasn't there, like, a little wizard?
There was a wizard, yeah.
But I don't know, outside of that, there's a way to be evil. So in this game, I don't know if there's going to be something where you can be evil, per se.
Well, I mean, it's not evil. It's just practicing forbidden arts. Doesn't make you evil.
That doesn't make you evil?
No, just... Practicing something doesn't make you evil.
Naruto does the Shadow Clone Jutsu, and that's forbidden jutsu.
I mean, I'm just saying, okay?
Fair.
Doing something that... Practicing a forbidden art is different from using a forbidden art on something.
It's different than being evil. You can use a forbidden art, you just can't fucking go killing people with it.
I mean, doesn't Naruto do that with his shadow clone jutsu?
No, for the most part, he just beats him up. Sometimes he kills people. But usually when
he just beats people up,
usually
that is not
usually
bad.
When he kills people, it's with something even more powerful.
Okay, can we be real here? In a world where you're trying to kill each other, is that really a forbidden art? Let's be real.
That's like the least forbidden thing. There's like people who do much worse things, it seems
here,
like.
Let me reincarnate myself. Here, let me just murder everyone for 1,000 years.
But Trey, it's a forbidden jutsu.
Outside of the fact that they had jutsus and they use chakra and then they do ninja hand signs, they seem more like magicians than ninjas.
I mean, the hand signs pretty much made them magicians.
I know, but like... You know, it just didn't
you
seem
said
like...
outside the hand signs, but the hand signs just make it
yeah,
more.
Have you not seen Doctor Strange?
He doesn't do the same jutsu. He's broken hands, dog.
She just can't do fine movements, okay?
He couldn't be a ninja, I can tell you that.
Guys, he fixed himself, it's okay.
Doctor Strange?
Yeah.
He didn't fix his hands very well.
He did at the end. Trey, that's... that.
He got better.
He got better.
And we're back to Harry Potter.
I don't know. Outside of that, like, I don't know. I didn't see that there was like a release date or anything
on this.
It's not
Harry
Potter,
but hey,
no,
that was not Harry Potter.
That would be really cool.
Get to a note.
He got better. Basically, my reason for being excited about this is that I like Stardew Valley. Like, I've just like I was never a huge fan of like Harvest Moon, which is
yeah, farming simulators.
Yeah, I'm not big on farming. Like. I don't want to do it in real life.
Yeah, we're city, we're suburban folk.
Yeah,
we don't worry.
Something
about
I do want is you know magic.
Yeah, see, I'm doubly excited for this.
Doubly excited.
Well, first of all, I love Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Second of all, I'm all about that magic. About that magic.
Oh my god! Did you double pun there by saying doubly excited and then repeat all about that magic twice?
I think he was singing, actually.
No, he
all
was.
About that
I know, but he double punned it because he said doubly excited. I want to
no muggle? Are you no muggle? I'm all about that magic. About that magic. No muggle.
No, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure
it doesn't have pictures.
About that.
There's
phone. One
picture.
Show me the single picture.
I will show you the single picture. Let me get a better...
show the audience the single picture.
By the way, Nymph, I hope you enjoyed that.
Hogwarts?
The whole thing about Hogwarts.
Well, I mean, that's loosely... It's not... So they're saying that the
good
school
graphics.
Is not like Hogwarts, but the idea sort of is from it. But there's... I'm showing them a screenshot of it. This screenshot that I'm showing them is from the article...
Looks
Game
like
Informer.
It's just a city.
Yeah. I mean, right, that's what it is right there in that. But I know the other fun parts about Stardew Valley, which you don't know, Trey, but is like picking out your wife or your husband.
Your waifus or your husbandos.
Yeah. And I'm literally the only person in the world who married Haley. So everyone else... there's a big debate about who people... like in Stardew Valley. I'm not sure if you've ever researched any of this.
Nope, don't really care enough for it.
Not as many people picked Abigail who Quinn picked. I know one person picked Abigail to piss somebody else off, and I can't remember who.
What?
Sounds like me right there.
But who's the other two girls? What are their names? Is Penny one of them, or no?
So they updated wise? It so that they made Penny available afterwards.
Oh, I want to go back and
the
marry
blue
Penny.
One, yeah.
Is she wise?
Then they have...
Yes. She's Pennywise.
Shit, I don't know the other... The
Thank
other
you.
I can't remember. But I know nobody in their right mind outside of me picked Haley because she's a bitch. And I know
total
she...
Total bitch.
I know she's a bitch. I was hoping I could make her better. Turns out I didn't.
She's awful.
But she's hot.
She's the worst.
But she's hot.
She's not the hottest.
Have you seen her?
Have you seen her sprites?
Yeah.
Penny's way better.
Have well, she wasn't available.
Haven't you seen these pixel perfect curves?
Mm-hmm. 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 She may be a bitch, but
she's
the way
them
pixels curve, oh baby,
she's the absolute worst.
Well, now I kind of want to go back and pick Penny. This is kind of something I might end up doing. But there is going to be more dating in this. And something they said in the article is that they asked the developers, and they're like, players are going to be really shocked if they ever get, or when they experience their first dumping or dump. I don't know. I guess I don't
like
know if you
the
get.
Bathroom?
Yeah, yeah. They're going to be quite shocked to see there.
Oh my god, my turd was so huge!
Magical!
Oh god, it's Hanky the Magic Pill!
Oh god. No. When you I guess you can get dumped, and people are going to be like, what the fuck?
Oh, dumped.
Yeah. You know, like a relationship.
Yeah, okay.
Gotta keep that
it's probably
relationship
because they're
going to
throw magic poo on
that's
you.
That's it.
Yeah. That would be surprising. Well. And that would be an accurate statement by the developer if the girl I was dating threw magical poop on me. To be honest, I'd be surprised.
Better than getting dumped.
Yeah. They're still with you after they throw the poop,
yeah.
Which is fun.
You just know, for the lulz.
There's, this is a side comment. There's a lot of, stories in the news about women throwing poop at the police.
What?
Yeah, I got into a Google hole the other day.
Oh, you went in a hole.
And, a lot of women throw poop at the police.
Alright, well that's dumb.
I'm just letting you know that that's what I found.
So don't be a cop. Is that what you're saying to me right now? I'm going to have poop thrown at me?
You know, what's the point of throwing poop at someone? First off, whose poop is it? None of the articles ever explain that. Second, you're a lose-lose situation. For one, you're the only one touching the poop. And if you throw it, you may or may not hit that person, but you still touch poop. Just letting you know. That's my thoughts on throwing poop.
You forgot the part afterwards where you hit someone with poop, now they're really mad at you.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to get away with that because, one, even if you wipe your hands, it still smells. Two, you can call you poop handed.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, for lack of better words, that's just a shitty situation all around.
God damn it. I wish we had a pun counter here. You've
been brown handed.
I'm just saying, like, it's not what I would like to do, and I thought it was an interesting.
Depending on your diet. Otherwise, you'd be caught green-handed. Who knows?
God damn it, Quinn. You're disgusting. But yeah, that's...
this is why no one talks to you.
So try not to get dumped in this game, is what I'm saying. Because you might get shit on you. Thank you.
God damn
Thank
it.
Thank you, everyone.
Can we move on?
Yeah.
We keep getting stuck in these things. Come on. We're getting mired in shit.
Yep. This is going to be a good episode, guys. We're nailing this shit. That was unintentional. I'm sorry.
We're done. I thought I made the last one.
That one was not on purpose. I didn't think about it when I said it.
I was too busy laughing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have said just like those women.
Yeah. Okay. We're done. I'm sorry. Okay. Hey. Our final statement on that. Is that something you guys are interested in?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm surprised you were saying that, Trey.
I do enjoy a good magic-ing.
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 Okay.
You guys
and
know.
And I didn't enjoy... The only thing I wouldn't enjoy in Stardew Valley is the farming portion. I don't like having to upkeep stuff like that.
I just... it's not something I like doing.
That's why you get sprinklers.
Yeah, but then what are you doing after that?
Then you're only flirting and going to the mines and beating up monsters.
I mean... Yeah.
See, I would probably be a lonely man and just be in the mines at all times. I mean, that's the only thing in that game that seemed interesting to me.
We've talked about this off air before, but I had a friend who forgot or like didn't know you could farm in the game, and
yeah,
all he did was
fish.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Fishing's not that great.
He's like,
fishing's okay.
You said there's no magic in the game. Real quickly. Real, very last thing we're talking about. Is it the grandpa casting magic at the end?
No. There's like an actual wizard.
Okay. All right.
There's
never
a
mind
wizard.
Then.
But grandpa...
Never mind. Then.
Spoiler alert for like a game that's like 6-7 years old.
I don't think it's that old.
Five,
I think it's like four.
Four years
four.
Old?
Maybe
okay,
five,
sorry. Whatever. After 3 years, your grandpa comes up in ghost form and goes, hey, that farm of yours... Here's a grade. All right, bye.
Yeah.
That's how much of a wizard.
Like, oh.
That's how much of a wizard he is.
So you're saying Grandpa's a dick because he's grading you on the work you've
yeah.
done. Okay, Grandpa, thanks. Even after you're dead, you're fucking judging me.
If he gives you an A, he's like, that's amazing. Here, have this thing that automatically makes some of the best medals.
But Quinn, shoves it to you even after death, away. Grandpa's judging your ass.
That's true.
What a judgmental prick.
I mean, in fairness, that's kind of what the game is. Like, you grow these crops and you have them judged every season, and you're like, well, fuck, I guess these crops were good enough for you, and you're like, hey, Haley, love me. And she's like, well, you're kind of a piece of shit, so I'm not going to love you, but I'll marry you anyways.
While dying, he judged your life as a piece of shit and left you his farm.
We're done.
That's the whole game, is getting judged.
I know, we're done with the game, though.
You could say that's life, is getting judged.
You know what?
But yeah,
you're right, but can you shut the fuck up?
Let's move on.
You guys know
that if I'm playing a game that is, like, RPG-ish in any way, I'm going to be doing magic.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for this game.
Me too.
Same.
I'm pumped.
Ooh.
You know what game doesn't have magic?
I'm not playing it.
Is Into the Breach.
Never heard of it.
That's my slightly worse transition, I know.
It's fine. We'll accept it for this one.
You know what game that also has transitions, though?
Up your ass.
So, I was very surprised to hear Quinn didn't hear of this game when I mentioned it. I think I only mentioned it yesterday, right? But this is like a new... I guess it's sort of a roguelike. It's a roguelike from the makers of FTL.
Okay.
Oh, is it the ship thing?
FTL is a ship thing.
No. Is this one like the pirate ship thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's not a roguelike. You're talking... That's like the... That's almost like an immersive experience where you're like a pirate and you're just steering a ship. That one?
No.
Oh.
Then it's like FTL, but it's a pirate ship.
Oh, then I didn't hear about that at all. That sounds interesting.
I only saw a
Shipwrecked is the game I'm thinking of, I think.
Sure.
It's the one that YouTube, you hover over it and shows you the quick, like, 3 seconds and then reset starts. That's the only thing.
You have to show me that. From Pro Jared. Sounds like a mod, if anything.
Pro Jared was playing it.
Well, no, that's not the pirate ship thing.
Okay.
So this is from the makers of FTL. So Into the Breach. It's also futuristic. And basically, you know, the game starts out and you're like, your character, it's like, we fucked up. We need to go back. Marty, let's go. And then, you travel back in time before, like, the world was destroyed. And then you're basically a time traveler and you get, like, a crew of mechs, pilots piloting these mechs to stop this, like, alien life form from destroying the planet.
You know what that kind of reminds me of? It's a funny one, too, was the cooking one.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, actually.
Oh, the one we played on the Switch?
Yeah, where the story is, you have to go back.
Yeah, the monster's coming in, they're like, you gotta go back to the past and train!
That is funny. I forgot there was time travel in that game.
And monsters trying to destroy the world.
Yeah. This is like Aliens, though. It's more dark and gritty than that game, obviously.
I know, but I just thought it was that funny.
That's Overcooked, is what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Overcooked.
Yeah. It's funny, because I was thinking the same exact thing.
That's so weird that you guys would make that tangent. I would have never made that tangent in my life.
It just sounded so familiar, that's all.
Yeah, well, this one's a lot more dark.
I get it.
This one's like you already lost to the boss, and you're like, fuck, let's go back. So, you're due to the Time Traveler, and it's like a turn-based RPG, but it's a roguelike, so it's different every time you play. And basically, you have 4 different islands you go through, and you start out... you pick like an area to go to, and the area you pick, similar to Slay the Spire, you know, like there's 3 acts in Slay the Spire, and you pick your route. You don't necessarily pick your route, you're picking which thing you want to do, and that opens up new parts of the island based off of what you pick. And I pretty much just pick off of like if I'm gonna get more power for my, you know, for my power grid, or if I'm gonna get like more medals, and that's how you buy more things at the end of the island, assuming you survive.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's these other things, I forgot what they're called, or like time orbs or something that you can upgrade your mechs with. But so you know, you're defending the island, and then when you click a spot in the island, that's when you start going into combat pretty much right away. And combat is like you're on an 8x8 grid. And you have to deploy your mechs on a certain spot, and then you see the aliens where they're at. You kind of have to... That's, in my opinion, deploying your mechs is the hardest part of the game. Because I don't know what the strategy should... I don't know where these guys are going. I don't know what they're going to do. All I know is that, basically, I'm on a map, and the map is like a grid, and it's different every time. They're trying to destroy your buildings, and that's the whole point of the game, is to save these buildings. Your pilots are not as important as these buildings. That being said, we're the pilots. All three of us. I named myself the main time traveler dude, and you're a pilot, Quinn, and you're a pilot, Trey.
Yeah,
and one of you guys died in my game. I'm not going to tell you which one.
I feel disappointed he's not telling us who died.
Who do you think died?
Probably me.
No, it was probably me, actually.
Spoiler alert, it was Trey.
Oh, see? I told you.
Poor Trey.
I had to sacrifice...
I'm the most suicidal, after all.
No, actually, you got so fucked. But
see, that sounds just like my life. Quinn stole all my luck in life. It's all good.
Let me describe why you got fucked.
Oh, boy.
By telling you how to play this game. So, what the game is like, I should say. Basically, so, you know, deploy your mechs. Hardest shit to know what's going to happen. But as soon as you deploy them, the enemies are going to do something. And, like, similar to Slate of Spire, they have a tell. And they'll be like, oh, this enemy is going to attack this building. Or... this enemy is going to shoot a player. And, like, sometimes enemies have, like, debuffs, too. Like, maybe if they're going to attack a player, they're going to web you down so you can't move, and you're going to take this attack unless you do something about it.
Do it!
So, you see their intentions, and you need to fix it. Also, while this is happening, like, there could be other environmental effects. Like, maybe there's, like, an airstrike coming in, or there's lava filling up the map. Something like that. All of this is happening, and holy shit, more aliens are going to come, too. And you can see where they're spawning. It's kind of like Gears of War, how they have the locust holes. But instead of throwing a grenade to stop... Instead of throwing a grenade to stop it, you have to step on it. And it kind of hurts. You take damage if you step on it. Or you can have an enemy step on it if you can plan around it. So I haven't finished a run of this game because it's taken forever. Like, I spent 40 minutes and I got through two levels. Two, like, missions, I should say. Like, it's a long game.
Sounds like you need to think fast.
It's tough, though. There's just a lot of decisions to make, because a lot of... Like, the first island was a lot easier than I thought, and the second island was a lot harder than I thought. And I noticed a lot of what I was doing in the first island, I think where I screwed up, is that I was just defending buildings and not killing enemies. And eventually, like, after X amount of turns... the aliens will just give up. Like, obviously, this plan isn't working. They're just going to go burrow underground. So, if they just burrow underground, like, that's it. Level's over. You don't get any experience or anything. So, I feel like I did that one too many times in the first island. Because now I'm in the second island. And enemies have, like, a lot more health. And I can't kill them very well. Like, I'm struggling. Most enemies, unless they're gigantic... which is, like, a size modifier. So most enemies will die if you just push them, like, in the water or something. Like, they just can't swim, and it's like, fuck. But, you know, that's pretty much the only way I'm killing enemies right now, is if I'm pushing them in the water.
So, what I'm understanding is Lord Commander Alex once again gets me killed.
Okay, well, yeah, so let me describe how you got killed. So this one was one where there was a train going across. And
Did you get me hit by a train?
I could have got you hit by a train. I had a lot of solutions that were happening here. And I had to figure out what to do. And because I got two bonus medals if I protected the train. And I was like, shit. So basically, this... not like a boss, but it was like the toughest enemy that I've seen in a while outside of the boss of the first island. Like, webbed you down so you couldn't move. And I was like, ah, fuck. I gotta go protect Trey. But the train was in the way. It was blocking me from helping you. And you couldn't move to get away. And you couldn't... your character was the artillery character. And you can only shoot, like, one other space away. So, how your character works is that your character does a lot of pushing.
You're an archer.
Yeah, but I know. I get... I can understand this. My concern is, why the fuck is artillery up front?
It wasn't. They ran towards you. It was awful. So my other two people who were up front were on the other side of the train tracks. You were in the back, and they're like, fuck this guy in particular. That's why... So basically, let me explain what our characters are doing. So my character is like a Gundam, pretty much. And I just punch people. Like, I move around in this Gundam thing, and that's what I do. Quinn's in a tank, and he shoots them with his tank, and then they'll get pushed back. You're artillery, and you do you can shoot over things,
mm-hmm.
and you know if you shoot near them, it'll like push people away or push people in a direction. And your pushing thing is probably the most useful thing I have, to be honest, which is why I've pushed so many enemies into water. So I was like, I couldn't get to you. Like my character was able to get to you, but on the wrong side. Basically, I could punch the other guy into the train, or that's it. Actually, that's the only way I could even punch the guy. But it wouldn't kill him. It would just destroy the train, and you'd still die anyways. So, like, that's a dumb move. I can't do that.
Yeah.
The other move, the train was in the way from Quinn shooting the guy. Like, Quinn had a perfect shot until the train got in the way. So Quinn couldn't push the guy. He would have just shot the train, and then nothing would have been accomplished. So the only move I could think of would be for you to shoot the guy, but then he push himself into you, and then you'd still be stuck. So I couldn't do anything. Now, let's reverse a little bit like we did in the time travel. You know, we're mm-hmm. time travelers. Yeah. I'm a time traveler,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah, yeah.
You can only time travel... You can time travel once per turn. Like, if you, like... you did a move, and you're like, shit, that didn't work out like I thought it would. You can time travel back. Like, once per level, I should say. But that's on the same turn. So I wish I could have time-traveled back the turn before, because then I would have been like, shit, like, this doesn't work out for Trey. They're just gonna, like, beeline for him. But then I was already fucked. So I was like, alright, Trey's gonna die. Because this guy does 3 damage for some reason, and everyone else does 1. And then, yeah, so he did not make it. And, sorry about it, bud. Anyways,
Lord Commander Alex once again gets me killed, just like XCOM.
You know, Trey, maybe if you just had a little more combat experience.
Maybe if you had more combat experience. But, yeah, no, so...
You're next.
Ironically, yeah, that's true. Ironically, that was, like, the first level I actually, like, struggled. Like, I haven't had a lot of trouble with the enemies. I should say because I haven't killed a lot, because I've been protecting buildings instead.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the first time where I was like, I have decisions to make. I sat long and hard, and in the tutorial they're like, remember, your first priority is protecting the buildings, and then your second priority is your pilots. I'm like, well, train's not a building, but I get 2 medals for it. Bye, Trey!
The importance of shiny metal, human life.
The metal on my chest looks bright and shiny.
I'm sorry, Trey. It was 2 shiny metals?
Oh, God, look! I got a second. Yeah. The double outweighed the 1.
Exactly.
2 in the hand is worth more than 1 in the bush?
1 in the
webbing. 1 in the webbing.
1 in the webbing about to get stabbed in the face.
Quantity over quality, Trey. I'm just saying your quality. But you're not more than 2. Well, you're not even more than 1.
So are you saying that the metal is more quality then?
No, more quantity.
It's equal in quality.
But he just said, I'm not higher than 1 either.
You're not higher than 1.
You
you're
are
1.
Not one, more than 1. You are 1. That's what he said.
No, I thought he was just saying about the metal too. He's
like, well, maybe. No, well, maybe. But yeah.
No. No. Just either way. So that was a decision I made, so I haven't played past that level. Like, literally, you died before we started this podcast. Sorry about it. But I really like this game. I didn't think I'd like it that much, and I only bought it because I saw so much hype about it on Twitter.
Hype!
And I was like, okay, well, let me watch some videos about it. And I'm watching people play it on YouTube. I'm like, actually, this looks kind of fun, and maybe I can get into it. Because, you know, it's like a grid system, sort of, so... You know, your character is sort of like Fire Emblem, Quinn.
Yeah.
And, you know, futuristic and gritty and, you know, got some cool mechanics in it. And there's a bunch of different people you could play as, too. Like, this is only, like, one group of mechs that I'm playing as right now. There's a... I've only... Like, this is my first run-through, so I haven't unlocked any other ones, but...
It's fine. I mean, it's just, I don't feel bad for when I was playing Darkest Dungeon 3 the first time, and everyone but my character died, and that was including you and Quinn.
Rip Trey, I mean, he sometimes deserves it, really.
I mean, in fairness, in Darkest Dungeon, sometimes those characters just get fucked. This was my decision, actively killing you over a trade. So I don't blame you at all. You should blame me.
Hey, CJ, get to the fucking train, okay? That's all I gotta say.
Hey, maybe it won't work out. I don't know. Like, you still have that level going on. Maybe we'll all die in this level. Who knows? I didn't finish it because I was like, oh, fuck, it's late. So, sorry about it.
It's alright.
Not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. So you really haven't heard anything about this game?
Nope. It's the first time I heard it.
I feel like a lot of people should try this game. It's really cheap. It's only like $15 on Steam.
My money.
Yeah. Just, you know, once again,
I have to go through a tutorial.
Oh, so that's how they make games.
Yeah, well, that's true. You accepted the $1 million.
Can we move on?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I wanted to talk about that game, and I think it's really good.
Cool.
And we played some other games together.
Yeah, we actually streamed.
We did.
Quite a bit.
It's a surprise. We were surviving a apocalypse. Multiple apocalypse. Yeah. Is it
apocalypses? Yeah, we survived a plethora of apocalypsicals.
Yep. One Left 4 Dead 2, Contagion, and I feel like we did something else.
No, I think that was
it. That was it. I played Slay the Spire a little bit in between.
That's kind of an apocalyptic.
We played Left 4 Dead 2 multiple times, though.
Yes, we did.
We had two different streams of that.
Yes, we modded the shit out of it, and it's terrifying.
Oh, it's the best, though.
It's amazing.
It's amazing and terrifying, especially with Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite add-on.
Yeah, because that was, like, original voicing, too.
Hi-ho!
I will find
Kermit
you.
The Frog
and I will kill you.
I'm getting the fuck out of here! Oh, shit, I'm getting the fuck out! I have a certain set of skills. I will find you, and I will kill you.
But it's even more terrifying when it's like, hi-ho, and you're like, huh? And then we're like, it's John Cena!
It's John Cena!
And, like, the worst thing ever, like, there's so much happening. Like, Kermit's laughing at you, the John Cena music's playing, you get covered in spit, and then Britney Spears is singing Toxic.
Squidward's off in the background, just,
or for me, it's
I hate everyone.
Yeah. There's so much happening.
Not the Navy!
Nani?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my! Did you guys ever die to a charger in that game? By the way,
no.
It's the most annoying sound ever.
I've been hit by charges.
Yeah, you hear that really high pitched sound, and it just keeps going forever. And you just get smacked, and the high pitched sound just keeps going, and it just keeps going.
They don't even have to grab
it. The one who can just punch you
as a charger.
They can
just punch you. I killed someone else as a charger, but I don't think you guys had your mods on because you guys got kicked from the game.
Oh my god, yeah, I don't know what's happened. That was the only disappointing part, was that...
There's a few of these mods that will kick you out.
I mean, we had so many mods.
Yeah, I didn't crash at all that time.
Yeah, it's true.
It's kind of hard to figure out which one does it.
Yeah, well, you struggle at first with the game.
Well, like, yeah, it kicked me out and then just restarted it, and I haven't had any trouble since.
Yeah, remember you had that Control-Alt-Delete thing that happened where the game
That was weird.
Yeah.
No, that was Contagion, wasn't it?
Oh, was that Contagion?
That was Contagion.
Oh, okay.
Contagion was fun, too.
Contagion was fantastic.
Yeah, I lived.
Yeah,
well, that was with your guys' support.
Yeah.
I was running low on ammo. I only had one shot.
There was plenty of times where me and Alex could have finished you off.
I'm a little upset about the second time we played Contagion, and Trey's like, oh, hey, by the way, I called the radio, and they're coming. And I don't even have a gun!
I know! It was a glowing object in the dark. I clicked it, and all of a sudden I hear the radio go, my phone go, boop, boop, and I look at it, it's like,
you got 20 minutes to survive.
Yeah, you got 20 minutes to survive.
But there's zombies coming!
Better get ready! I was like, oh, fuck!
Yeah, but here I am trying to be a responsible father and protect my children and board up the house, and I'm like, alright, I got the nail gun.
I boarded shit up. Too.
And then there's just zombies swarming everywhere, and I have this dumbass pistol. And
so did I.
No, you guys had fucking sniper rifles.
True.
Yeah, I got that, but it was useless.
It was
at close range.
It was good where I was. I wasn't in the house. I was in the street. Alex was boarding up the house. I was out in the middle of the road.
I was in the room. I was in the attic.
I didn't know Quinn was outside.
You were under me, by the way.
I was literally like boarding the shit up, and then a zombie would attack me, and I'm like, fuck, and you can't shoot with a nail gun. I thought that was dumb. I should have been able to shoot with a nail gun.
But,
I just watched the whole time.
I noticed Alex was under me because I see shots going out from under me. I actually knew you were down there, and I threw a grenade down there still.
Did not help me at all. I mean, I don't think I got hit by it, but...
I was sniping some zombies that were going for you guys. And then I saw Trey jump off the roof.
I also saw it as a cockroach.
Yeah, that was not my smartest decision.
But zombies were everywhere at that point. Alex was dead, so they're no longer after him.
So they were climbing up every ladder going into the building, and Quinn somehow just in the street surviving.
I was able to kill for him. But I am a little annoyed about that, because the zombies are like going through the hedges, and I'm like, oh, sweet. So I'm killing zombies and going through the hedges. And then I start getting surrounded. I'm like, oh, shit. And I run for the hedges, and I try to jump through them, and they're solid, and I can't go through them. I'm like, what the fuck? And I just get killed.
Well, I mean, they can also go through, like, the windows and break through that.
Oh, shut up. I was running through the windows. Ever since I landed off the roof, I had, like, 10 health left. So I couldn't even get hit once, or else I was going to die.
I told you both where the health pack was.
I was looking.
Neither of you made it to the gazebo.
You did not see how flooded the house was. I couldn't survive at all. Not with just a pistol.
I had no ammo left, and I was just running circles around the zombies outside. Like, where's the fucking med kit?
I was armed with a pistol and nail gun. That's all I had, Quinn. We can't all be fortunate enough to have a sniper rifle and just no zombies coming. Maybe one every other minute.
Yeah, I was using that pistol a lot more than that sniper, and I only used the sniper in like 4 shots.
I'd like to try that level again. I feel like, I mean, if I was... actually, you know, prepared.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a locker full of weapons.
Somewhere.
I couldn't get there.
You need the keys, it's in the basement.
I found all the weapons that I needed right outside in the shed.
Well, I had a nail gun. So, fuck my life.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I guess I didn't realize how easily those things could be broken, like the boarded windows.
It's only when there's multiple zombies. There was actually one who was just sitting there trying to beat down one for the longest time. On one of the roofs.
If you accidentally shoot it, it gets demolished.
I didn't shoot any. There was, like, while I was aiming at it, like, a little tip popped up. And
don't,
like,
shoot it!
Yeah, it's like, don't forget to shoot between the boards. And I'm like, oh, smart game. I never thought of that.
Gee, you should be making the decisions.
That was really smart of you. I wonder how they got that insider scoop. You know what's weird? I don't remember hearing a lot about Contagion when it came out. Like, I got it in a Humble Bundle, like, a few years ago. It's fun.
It is fun.
I don't really remember. When did that game even come out?
I don't think there was any hype at all for Contagion. The only thing I remember about Contagion is watching a Achievement Hunter video of it. Yep. That's it.
That's the reason we got it.
Literally, it came in a bundle. I was like, oh, that's cool.
It's not like this is the first time we've ever played it either, too. We played it before and we enjoyed it before.
Well, my computer didn't run it as well before.
But
so
now it runs amazing. Now it runs amazing, and it's pretty fun.
It's just as long as you set the game mode properly. Not like, you know, one where you run around a police station for 2 minutes and then all of a sudden turn to a zombie and that's it.
Okay.
And then there's no other zombies and it's just Quinn.
I thought I had it on escape, but when you reset the lobby, it goes to random.
You get kicked from the game and you rejoin back in, and then you're just a zombie, and you're like, fuck it, I'll just kill them, and I destroy them.
I shot you so many times.
Okay, from now on, by the way, the rule is, if you're a zombie, go for the kills.
Yeah, we just haven't actually won an escape, to be honest. Like, we won
once, together.
It was that level, too.
No.
What? Oh no, we did the city where we
never beat the prison until that time.
Well, that was like
I don't think we ever would have.
Well, that was like my third time playing the game, and
well, I think
never won.
I think you could get through the prison with that the improvised explosive device. If you just
I
don't know how to use it either. I know I had a grenade that would have worked too.
I had an IED. I had. All those zombies were chasing me. I was like, I have no clue how to use this.
I remember you saying you didn't know how to use it.
Well, I was left-clicking, right-clicking, middle-clicking. Nothing was going on. Was
middle-flicking.
Like, I'm more upset that my bow strategy didn't work in the garage.
It worked for a while.
But not you lost your arrow pretty quick.
Yeah, so you're like, you can handle him, Alex. And you were like, believe in me. I'm like, all right. Katniss, give me your energy. And I shoot, and it hits him, and he doesn't die. And then all the other zombies are like, hey, that one has an arrow in his head. Fuck that guy over there.
I'm standing in the corner like, well, this ended poorly.
Yeah. I was like, no, Katniss, why?
No, what happened was, I was like,
Don't worry, Alex. I'll open this gate. We can escape and run away from them. But press the button. Hordes of zombies. The most zombies I've ever seen in that game.
Just start pouring out. Zombies.
I was like, I'm sorry, Alex. I'm sorry, Alex. I'm sorry,
I was
Alex.
Already infected at that time.
Yeah,
like,
I just booked it.
After I shot the arrow, one zombie hit me. And then Quinn was like, I think you're infected. Yeah. And I was like, yep, I'm hearing that my heartbeat go crazy.
Yeah, I was just like, you said you were infected. I was like, maybe if we get out fast enough, you'll be fine.
And then but you shot me in the face.
Oh.
To be fair, you killed him. I killed him afterwards because he shot me in the face. Okay.
So there's like a shit ton of zombies before we even get to the parking garage. And then, so Quinn was already dead at this point. He's a zombie, but he's like, I want to see these guys finish the game. So he wasn't attacking us. And we're shooting all these zombies, and then Quinn's like, okay, I see three more, two more, one more. Yeah, you got him! And I was like thinking Quinn missed one. I'm like, oh, shit. There's one more Quinn doesn't see. I'll protect us, guys. And Quinn's like, what the fuck, dude?
The funniest part was I was going to do that to him by accident. He like watched my left and was like, oh, shit. And he's like, that's me. Like, oh. And I walked a little farther and I hear,
it was in the dark. I couldn't see. Like, there's no name over Quinn because
he's like standing on the side, not even moving. And you just shoot
I was like, this one glitched out, but I'm gonna kill him.
And it's like already past the point where I've walked by him.
I don't know. I was trying to protect you, man. I was like, Trey didn't see that one.
To be fair,
it was dark.
Quinn scared me on multiple occasions. Like when I was in the elevator hiding from the huge horde. I was like, I came back up and looked behind me. Quinn's behind me. He's like, fuck! And he's like, you're struggling over there. And I was just waiting for the zombies to slowly die out because they're too clustered. So it was like something was happening with the game. They're dying. And I had a shotgun too. So I just started popping the last ones there. And then like with one of my last few shots, I turn around, poof, kill Quinn.
Well, I asked you to kill me at that point.
So oh, yeah, because you were stuck in the elevator.
Yeah, it wouldn't let me out.
Yeah. One thing I don't like about Contagion is that when, you know, you're a zombie and the player kills you, whatever, you spawn really fucking far
you
away.
It spawned us on the roof.
Yeah.
When you were in the garage.
Yeah, I noticed that last time when I was a zombie and I tried to kill Quinn.
It actually spawned very close in the city area, actually.
Oh, okay.
No, because when fast. We were doing the one where it was in the corporate office... Like, the first time we were playing Contagion.
Oh, yeah, a while ago. Yeah.
It spawned me on the roof, and I don't know what I was doing, but I baited Quinn up there, and then I jumped through a window to kill him. So, I mean, it does spawn you far away. I remember that.
Yeah, so that was the one thing I didn't like. Oh, maybe it's different when you're in, like, an actual online game, like with randos and stuff.
Yeah.
I
don't know how many people can play.
Something I'd be curious to find out.
I actually think there's... can be a lot of people playing in one go.
Isn't it like 16 or something? Like 8?
There's a bunch of characters.
Zombies? Yeah. I don't know. But, oh, well, yeah, because there's at least 10 characters or something, right?
Yeah, there's some that were added since we last played, too.
I like the police officer. He's my boy.
Yeah.
Marcus.
You know, the one with the eyes rolled up?
Yeah.
the one with the eye problem.
Yeah.
He's terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, he looks normal when he's in the character select screen, and then when he's looking in the mirror, he just looks like a monster.
Who's the real monster? The zombies are me!
Yeah, Quinn and I were looking in the mirror, he's like, I look fine.
It was funny, too, because I remember, I was like, Alex, you're a zombie before you were even a zombie, and I killed your... Because it's reuse of the character mod.
Yeah.
As zombies.
I saw your version so many times, and I was like, Trey, no! That was good.
Standing next to Trey, no! It's like, what?!
Yeah, we had a fun time streaming. We had a few people follow, but not a lot of interaction in the chat.
No.
But
just like this podcast. It's our life.
They like to watch.
So we know it really was our viewers.
Ooh, there's a jab.
Oh, just kidding.
We love our listeners and viewers.
I do. I want to hear from you. Like Grim. Thanks again, Grim.
We're very lonely.
I love you, Pa.
Papa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. Papa. I have something for you guys.
Okay.
Where?
It's in my hands.
Oh, it's a phone. Thanks. I needed a new one.
Well, it's not necessarily for you to physically have.
Oh.
But to absorb its knowledge of what I'm about to tell
it's
you.
It's a tutorial?
Yeah. So, phones were invented by Alexander Graham Bell.
Put it in your head.
Did you know he invented AT&T, that cell phone company?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Did you also know?
It stands for Alexander's Telephone and Trust Stuff.
Did you also know he was a zombie killer?
That's Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. Zombie killer. Who's the vampire killer?
That's also Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I think he does that too.
Abraham was just a man who killed everything mythical.
He's a good man.
Pretty good guy. He probably killed unicorns, though.
Yeah, but he also killed slavery, so that's good.
Yep, that's the worst mythical creature ever.
No, don't say that.
Woo, let's not go in that direction.
All right. Hey, I'm going to end that. I have a game to play. So, let's talk about this.
All right, let's go.
And not that. So, we all like video games, right?
No.
Yeah, for the most part.
And we know a lot about these video games, right?
No.
Less, more, but yeah.
Okay, what if... We're going to play a game where I'm going to...
In a world.
No, well, sort of. I am going
to... In a world where Alex decides to play a game.
Yep, that's this world. We're here.
He starts to describe it in detail.
Oh, that's...
Now in 4K!
What Trey said is exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to describe a game. And you guys are going to tell me the game. I'm going to read the description that's on the back of the box.
All right.
Alex describes his game. That is a description of a game within a game.
Oh, Game Dev Tycoon.
It's a game with games inside games with more games.
No.
All right, activate. Okay, let's go. Activate game, go.
So, here's what we're going to do. You know, name is your buzzer, I guess. And I'm going to give a description. If you think you know what it is, say your name.
Okay.
And
shout God?
No.
Damn.
You have to give your mortal name.
Damn it.
Which is Bartholomew. Mm-hmm. And once you say your name, you give what you think it is. And, you know, once you guess, that's it. No stealing, no grab bags.
Okay.
If you guess it right, you get a point.
Okay.
If you don't guess it right, the other person has a chance to guess. If they guess it right, they get a point. And if they don't guess it right, I get a point.
Oh, shit!
I'm getting points this game.
Did I yell that loud? Thank you.
I get a point.
Alright, sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Can I use my given name then? Because Bartholomew just takes forever to say.
Okay, yeah, you can use your given name. Alright. So, you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah? Alright, so I'm going to read it whether you're ready or not. So, first game. Tip up my glasses again. When federal agents threaten his family... Former outlaw, blank, is forced to pick up his guns
Quinn.
Again.
Red Dead Redemption.
Hey, yeah.
I was going to say that, but I wanted a little more before I said anything.
There was a lot more to say. Okay. This one is tough, because this one I did copy-paste. I was telling Trey how I had to, like, rewrite a lot of them. But this one's copy-paste. So, and I didn't X out the name, so I had to manually do it in my head.
Okay.
All right. So, this game is set on Yamatai, an island in which the character who is tested and not the vet, the battle-hardened explorer this character is in the other series. This character must save their friends and escape while being hunted down by a malevolent cult. I know that was weird because I had to rearrange the words, but, you know, basically, this character...
Oh, Quinn!
Oh,
Far Cry 3.
No. I'll read it again if you'd like. Oh, or I can give you...
The thing is, I was thinking Far Cry, but is it Far Cry 4?
No. I said this character, and who's in other other game series. This is actually the 2013 Tomb Raider.
I was thinking Tomb Raider as well, but I didn't think it was Tomb Raider.
Yeah, so this is the only one where I didn't edit things out like that, because I was trying to go faster.
But yeah, I remember Tomb Raider. I didn't... fully beat it. I was like a minute from being...
Oh.
Because I was at the end. I was at the
third. I didn't even make it to the end. I played like a solid 6 hours and then stopped.
Yeah, it took a while.
So, my point.
Oh yeah.
Alex, yep, I already marked it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Number 3. Trapped in a town crawling with hordes of flesh-eating zombies, hideous mutants, and a relentless new nemesis, you must rely on cunning and brute force to stay alive. Quinn.
Resident Evil 3?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is it because I said Nemesis?
Yes.
Damn it, I was like, hoping he wouldn't actually pick up on that's literally the name Nemesis.
I was trying to think which number it was.
I don't remember the numbers, so.
Yeah.
That's my problem with these. So with this one, I'll probably lose anything that's a sequel or any sort of thing like that, which is probably a good few of them.
Who knows? Okay, well, let's try this next one. The planet Raggle is once again in peril.
Phantasy Star Online.
Damn it. I didn't think you'd get it by Raggle. Who knows the name of the fucking planet?
We do, actually.
Apparently.
Beat me to it. He's beating me to these things because I'm always like, hold up, did I hear that right?
You guys, I spent a lot of time typing this out.
Raggle? Dude, we played PSO way too much.
I didn't know that they gave the name for that planet.
They did, but it's not very... Like,
it's in the intro sequence.
It's not referenced a lot.
It's in the intro sequence. If you wait there long enough, it plays it.
It's referenced twice in this description alone.
That description is pretty much the intro sequence.
I did a lot of editing for that, too. Because part of it was like, check out all these new classes you can play. I was like, that's not important. All right, whatever. Next one. Something sinister lurks in the depths of this planet. You are the only one who can destroy this evil, but first it must be found. I have the name of the planet, too. I literally, on the fly, edited that out because I didn't want you to fucking guess it by the planet again. Okay. Some hints. This is also a game that has many games in the series.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
Well, then, you can feel free to try this. Say your name first. Name is your buzzer.
I think Trey?
Yes.
Gears of War?
No.
Damn.
That being said, I can see it, because, you know, there's something in the center planet, of the planet Sarah, yeah. It's not the name of the planet in this game. I'm saying Gears of War.
You just keep the name of the planet to yourself?
I can give it, I guess, but then Trey gets another chance,
too. That's fine, go for it.
So something sinister lurks in the depths of planet Talon 4.
Quinn, I knew it was Metroid Prime.
Why didn't you say it, then?
I was like, I was
There's too many games I was kind so of with worried. The same concept. Yeah.
But the first thing that popped up in my head was Metroid Prime, but I was worried.
The concept of having something evil in the middle of a planet isn't new.
Guys.
Azura's Wrath, for God's sake.
It's true.
We're running out of games in here. I was really? Like, well, no. Okay, so I was Googling games for a little bit, but it's really hard to find the description specifically on the back of a box without just seeing the picture. So then I was like looking at my own library of games.
I was going to say, we can close our eyes, you can go right there.
Yeah. Next one. Rival nations are secretly developing weapons that could threaten the future of mankind. Deep in the jungle, an elite soldier must combine stealth with survival.
Metal Gear Solid 3.
Which one?
3.
It's 3.
Yes!
See, I wouldn't have guessed which one. I would have just said Metal Gear. That's all I would have had.
It's 3 specifically, because he's in the jungle.
Yep.
With Ocelot? Yeah, I remember that. So.
Alright, well, I think what, Quinn is 4? 5?
5.
Shit, son.
Dude, I'm telling you, I can't guess these numbers. So.
That's okay. Not all of them are sequels. Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Now I'm afraid to say the name of the place.
Let's go.
Do I say the name of the place or not?
So don't say the name of the place, and if we have trouble, then you say the name of the place.
Yeah, there we go.
I feel like Quinn's going to get this one anyway.
Go!
At the edge of the system, an army of diabolic dinosaurs have shattered the tranquil world of dinosaur planets.
Quinn, try! Damn it!
It's Quinn first.
Star Fox Adventures.
Yeah. Damn it! I knew it! It's like dinosaurs and...
Dinosaur planet!
Fuck! I played the shit out of that! Damn it! That was one of the best...
It's a good game that gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
I don't know why it gets such a bad rap.
People are like, it's not Star Fox. It's a different type of Star Fox.
The voice acting is bad.
Who said this Star Fox was supposed to be like the other Star Foxes? This is an RPG Star Fox.
Yeah, no one complains for like other game series that switch it up.
Like, oh, well, people do, but...
Well, yeah. They don't complain when Resident Evil switches it up.
That's true.
Well, they do.
No.
They complain when they do the same thing, if anything.
They complain when Resident Evil 6 is shit.
Yeah. Same. Okay. I feel like every week we've just shat, like the last 3 weeks at least, we've shat on Resident Evil 6.
I mean, it's not a good game.
Does it deserve it? Yes. Then we'll keep shitting. Just like we'll keep shitting on EA.
Breaking news, everyone. We don't like Resident Evil 6.
But it's still fun to play with friends.
Debatable. I don't know yet. Next one. As a mischievous schoolboy, you'll stand at the bullies.
Trey? Bully?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
God, I'm not getting very... You know how much fucking time I spent?
As a mischievous schoolboy, he's like, ding! Shit, I played that for hours.
That was a good
same.
Game.
I beat that game twice, which I don't do very often, as you've seen with my current library of games. Last question. I only got 9.
So Quinn wins, alright.
He's got there.
6 points.
You got a whole bunch of stuff right here we can work with.
Quinn can sit next to me and we just read from behind us, basically.
I can do that if you want.
Yeah, we keep it going.
Let me finish this one.
Because this took no time.
Well,
he didn't think we'd get it
I
so
told
fast.
You, I said it'd take 15 minutes.
It did not.
It didn't even take 15.
Well, okay, sorry guys.
God.
I spent more time typing this out.
Just go ahead.
The origami killer has taken a new... Fuck you!
That's a Heavy Rain.
Yeah. Damn it. I spent so much time typing... Alright.
It's too caught up.
I
saw the
top one we already saw.
Okay. Well, fuck.
Throw Mario Party 4 away.
This is a good one.
Grab another one.
This is going to be your quinter.
Randomly grab one.
This is gonna be my winner.
Randomly grab one and don't flash us with that shit.
Can I flash you with something else?
No. Can we just say that flashing is wrong and you should never do it?
You could put another game on
unless
top,
you really
so
want to
see it.
I've never heard of this game in my life. What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Grab it and then we'll go.
Right, well, we're
yeah, it'll be the bonus.
Me and Quinn will look down for a moment. Yeah, don't let us see it.
Alright.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
okay.
Ready.
Okay.
Alright. Your gracious host has returned.
Okay.
I have new fresh games.
Okay, they're hot.
Yeah.
Hot
off the press.
Reveal them to
okay.
me. Don't reveal them above the table.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Mario Party 4. Okay. Okay, so I have to do some on-the-fly editing
fine.
Again. With the Empire ready to crumble, the gates of hell have opened and demons march to their land. You must find the lost heir to the throne and unravel the sinister plot that threatens to destroy all of Tamriel.
Oh God damn it, Trey.
Oblivion.
Yeah. I even edited out... They say Oblivion in this. Those fucking assholes.
You should have edited out
You should have edited out Tamriel, yeah.
Well...
That gave it away instantly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys, that was the end of the sentence, so you guys wouldn't have got it, apparently, if I didn't say Tamriel.
No, I was thinking...
You know,
getting close to
this
it.
Is also like a second, like... thing, like how well do you remember like the places of games?
That's true.
If I were competing, I don't know if I would have remembered that. Unless
you wouldn't remember Tamriel?
Unless it's fucking Skyrim, like the world of Skyrim. Like I don't think I'd remember. Okay, next. Oh my god, sorry. The first sentence of this says like the game.
Don't say the first sentence of this.
Okay, hold on. Okay. You are a covert operative, ruthless terrorist.
Trey, Splinter Cell?
Double agent?
The next word is double agent.
Yeah. See, I was thinking double agent as soon as you said the first sentence.
No, okay, let me read what it actually says. Everything here spoils it. You are Sam Fisher. Covert operative, ruthless terrorist, double agent.
As soon as you said covert operative, I was like, we only own Splinter Cell for that.
This is what the problem will make me get your game.
We have multiple Splinter Cells.
Well, we have multiple Splinter Cells.
Yes. Next one.
But you said terrorist too, so I mean.
Fuck. There's not. Okay, never mind. There is. We're good. This world must be cleansed. The time has come to hunt down the unworthy. You cannot afford mercy. It's been 3 years since the events of the last game. A group of warriors were buried alive following the meteor disaster, and now they are emerging as the Deep Ground Soldiers. Their arrival is accompanied by raiding and bloodshed, and the Enigmant character is somehow connected to these attacks. He may be the only one who could save this shattered world. When the world is engulfed in darkness and hopeless woe,
his gun will toll a dreadful dirge.
There are many other characters from this series who will join your character on this journey.
Oh, Trey.
Yeah.
The Dirge of Service.
Yeah.
Oh. See, now that makes sense why I... No fucking idea.
Took me feel a little bit.
Yeah, I picked this one because I knew you guys didn't play the game.
It was near the end. It was near the end of where I finally got it there. His gun, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, oh, right.
Okay. I feel like this one's going to be obvious, too. But I'm going to try it anyways. A monster must evade a team of four...
Oh, Quinn. Is it called Elite? Is that what... Evolve, that's what it is.
Damn it. It's called Evolve. I was kind of hoping you wouldn't guess it correctly.
Next one. The stage is yours. Knock them dead. Invaders from the Idolosphere want your creative energy.
I don't think Trey would know this one.
Well, it's your guys' game.
Trey would not play the Wii U game called hashtag Fire Emblem. No?
Fire Emblem?
It's like Tokyo...
Is this a Fire Emblem game?
Yeah.
Oh, then I guess it
it's
is.
It's like a Fire Emblem Persona crossover. It's Tokyo...
Yeah, Trey wouldn't know this one. I promise you. This is Tokyo Mirage Sessions.
Mirage Sessions.
Is this what the FE
stands for? Hashtag Fire Emblem, yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of this game in my life.
You haven't?
Nope.
Huh. Should I give this point to Alex or Quinn?
Give it to Alex.
Quinn couldn't remember the name. Or give it to Alex.
Yeah, me.
Okay, we have two more.
Okay. You're 2 points, I'm 3 points. So it's actually just a competition between last for me and you.
Oh, man, this one's going to be obvious too. Shit. Okay, I can do this. I can do this. Okay. No, this you guys are going to get this right, or so, Quinn will at least. I was hoping to be more anyways. As a rookie defense lawyer, you'll take on five
Trey.
Intriguing...
He said first.
Oh, Trey.
Which one? Right? I don't know. They're all the sequels. Quinn, I don't know these things. It's Phoenix Wright.
Just give a number.
4.
Should have gone with 1.
Fuck if I know.
It's 1, 2, 3. 1 through 3, Trey. I don't have 4 as a...
4 is Apollo Justice, technically. Technically. I don't want to be Last one. Which I've never heard of this game before in my life either.
Go for it.
But here on this podcast, we're learning about new games. One of the best adventures of all time is reimagined, enhanced with all new graphics, music, and game beat. This doesn't help at all. Discover never before seen insights with added story sequences, and finally play the definitive version of this game. But that was the worst description ever.
Yeah.
This is a remaster.
It could be anything.
Hold on. I'm opening it up. I'm going to read the book. It comes with a book. That's a hint.
It's got a book. That is a hint. It's before the new era.
Uh-huh. Give me a second, guys. Here we go. This is actually a lot better. This is a magical world which has been continually watched over by legendary warriors known as Dragon Masters, who have served the goddess Althina with the support of the four dragons for countless generations. However, 15 years pass, the last dragon master, Dine, disappears, and the goddess Althina ceased to appear among her children.
That can't be.
Since that time, the goddess tower has been silent, and there have been no new dragon masters born into the world. Now, during this troubling time in this game's history, one who proclaims himself the Magic Emperor has set about to bring all of this place's inhabitants under his control. I can't say the name of the world, because that's also the name of the game. That's another hint. Third hint, I've never, ever heard of this game. And I've played a lot of games in my time. Guys, I don't know if you know this.
I mean, go for a guess if you want. I have no idea, man.
It's not that.
I'm lost on this one.
It can't be that.
Well, fucking say what that is, then.
Well, no. Well, I mean, I think you've heard of it. That's why I'm thinking, can't be that.
Okay, it's probably, if I've heard of it, no.
Well, it's because me and Quinn have talked about it once.
That's okay, why. Actually, would this help if I give the console?
Sure.
That might help.
Sure.
It might narrow it down.
Yeah.
This is also a big reason why I probably haven't played it. Because this is a PSP game. And I have not played a lot of PSP games in my day.
What PSP game did I buy that has that?
You see, I had a PSP right when it first came out. Say your name anytime and interrupt me. I had a PSP when it first came out, and there was not a lot of games out. The game I first bought was Death Junior. It was a good game. If only there was another stick on the PSP at the time.
Soul Sacrifice?
No.
Oh, that's a Vita game, actually.
The World is the same name as the game. That's right. That's right. It'd be weird to live in Soul Sacrifice.
I mean...
I can give another hint. It looks very anime-y. It's a PSP exclusive.
It's probably that one where you could, like... you could take, like, the five elements and stuff.
Oh, you mean that. Fuck.
Oh, Dragon God. Masters. I didn't see anything about elements, but I don't really know. I didn't get that
far. Is it, like... Is the cover kind of, like, more, like, Asian?
I said it's anime-y.
Well, I meant, like, the characters in it. Really.
Yes.
Quinn gives up, so...
Okay, so Quinn's gonna walk over and look at it.
Oh, you know what? I never actually played it.
I've never heard of
this
game.
That means it's just purely me.
I don't think you've ever... I don't remember us ever having this game.
Well, I have a PSP. We should play it sometime.
We also have a PSP.
Yes. I just never charged my PSP.
Yeah, you're never gonna get this trade.
Yeah, I told you, I've never... this was the random game that I just grabbed, and you were like, grab whatever, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Lunar.
Silver Star Harmony.
Oh, no, I did buy this. I just never played it.
I know nothing about it.
Well, I feel like I learned a lot.
Yeah. I bought this a long time ago, and I never played it. It was one of those ones I just wanted... I think I bought it because we're going on a trip, and I was going to be bored.
On a rocket ship, of course.
Going through the sky. Okay,
little Einstein, calm down.
Sorry I didn't have enough games for you guys initially, but...
You really stumped us on that last one, and in fact, that tied me and you.
Yeah.
With the pity point?
Not last.
No, not with...
Not last.
I gave myself a pity point for Phoenix Wright, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I didn't actually put the point. I just put pity point, and I put one under me.
You know, I get it, because I wasn't going to... I was going to say you're right, and then you're like, which one? I was like, oh, shit. Which one?
It's the original, Quinn, so it's just Phoenix Wright. It's Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney, actually.
It is.
All right,
let's close this podcast out. Hey... we already plugged our own Twitter.
Yeah,
Arkansas Hospital.
So if you want to reach me as Quinn Meadows, you can reach me at Quinn Pat Meadows. Or, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Trey?
You can reach Alex at...
That's Twitter, by the way.
At Afro Horsey.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I also am going to stream more, because I can. So, twitch.tv/AfroHorsey.
Watch some at Gazelle Hospital, or / Gazelle Hospital. On Twitch as well.
Yeah, we've been doing it.
Streaming.
Yeah. Trayvon?
Okay, you can find me at Duck Overlord on Twitter. If I am solo streaming, it would be TND123. So, yeah.
That's where you do it with Cousin Donnie, right?
Yes. Okay. That's typically, it's just me and him on that. So.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's it.
All right, Trey, go to bed.
That's exactly what it
and
is.
And you too, listener. Go to bed.
Yeah.